Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for coming. It's cold out there, but it's not icy, so there's no danger on the road. Just bundle up and everything will be good. And I want to thank everybody who's joining us on Facebook Live. We had a lot of requests to put this on Facebook Live. I hope the audio is okay. If the audio is not good, we're going to be recording this on a little audio recorder, voice recorder, and it'll be up on the website later for you to listen to audio if the Facebook Live feed is not too good. We have next month, before I forget, we're going to have Father Voorhees will be here, and Father Voorhees is going to talk about, I think, Psalm 23. I forget which psalm it is. He's going to talk about one of the psalms next month. That's on going to be on February the 8th. But tonight we have all the way from Big Mamu. That's he got the Piro out or something. I don't know to get here. And and so it says Father Billy Massey, who is pastor at St. Anne Church in Mamu. And without further ado, I'll have him come up and maybe lead us in prayer to start things off.
All right. Thank you so much. Let us go ahead and begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given to us. Please guide us, watch over us, protect us, and always keep us close to you. We ask the intercession of our Blessed Lady and the intercession of Saint Joseph in everything that we do. And we would like to pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Make sure my phone's on silent. You know, one time I was saying Mass and I forgot to put my phone on silent. It was for a funeral, and right at the consecration, my phone started ringing, and it was my mom calling. And so when I knelt down behind the altar, I was trying to turn my phone off. Kind of funny. Well, thank you, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. I'd like to thank Father Mitch for inviting me to be here with you in order to participate in this Back to Basics lecture series. And to share with you a few thoughts that might assist you in nurturing your relationship with Jesus Christ. A few things about myself. Like Nick said, I am the pastor at St. Anne's Church in Mamou and Holy Spirit Chapel in Vedrine. I've been a priest about 5 years now, going on 6 years. Before that, I was in the oil and gas industry. I worked as a petroleum landman for about 15 years, all over Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. And then at the age of 42, I started seminary. And I went to seminary at Sacred Heart School of Theology and Seminary in Hales Corners, Wisconsin, which is on the outskirts of Milwaukee. So I spent 6 years in Wisconsin. And then returned to the Diocese of Lafayette, was ordained with Father Travis Abadie in 2015, my first assignment was associate pastor at St. Michael's in Crowley, and then I was moved to St. Genevieve in Lafayette, and then in my third year as a priest, I was made pastor of St. Anne's in Mamou, and I've been there for, about 3.5 years now. Just love Mamou, love the area, love Evangeline Parish. It's rice and crawfish country, and I fit right in. I'm from Abbeville, Louisiana, and that's rice and crawfish country too. So I just love it up here. I'm trying to keep my head down, hope the bishop keeps me here as long as possible. I love the title of this lecture series, Back to Basics. I just love that. I grew up playing sports, football and baseball, running track and some other things. And usually every season, regardless of the sport, there was always a time when myself and my teammates would become a little bit lackadaisical in the way that we were executing our various assignments. and the coaches would inevitably go back to the basics, back to the fundamentals of the sports, right? And they would always say, we're going to get back to basics this week in practice. And they would redouble their efforts in teaching us how to tackle for football, for instance, or how to block. And he would say, if you don't know the fundamentals of what you're doing, well, then everything else is going to be askew some kind of way. You won't be able to perform at your best. And so it gave us a chance to kind of regroup and to become intentional on the fundamentals of the game. The same is true, I think, of every endeavor that we are involved with, and it's especially true in our spiritual life as well. The title of my talk is Coloring Books and Crayons and Other Spiritual Matters, which I think is kind of funny, actually, kind of fun. It was first envisioned as a homily for First Communion Mass when I was at seminary. I was trying to just think of something to something to say for a First Communion Mass, and that kind of popped into my head. I as a child, I spent a lot of time coloring, and I thought it would help the students make good theological connections. And then I found out that it helped me probably more than it helped them, because I have a lot of experience with coloring books and crayons. And it seems that it's a universally shared experience amongst people. I actually never gave that homily to my First Communion class, but I did use a part of the talk tonight for a commencement speech that I gave to some high school graduates at my alma mater at Vermilion Catholic in Abbeville. And so you're going to get to hear it this evening, but everything you hear this evening is kind of the way that I've just sort of ended up processing my faith. It's how I understand kind of the mechanics of what I'm doing when I'm trying to be intentional about living my faith. Now, it's important that you know that I don't propose to say anything new, but maybe my reflection will assist you in thinking about what you no doubt already know, right? But just in a different kind of way, that it may help you to prime the pump with respect to your own theological reflection in your own lives. And it may help you to find new images, new analogies, new anecdotes from your own experiences to explore when you're considering how to live your own faith. So in the hope of helping us to explore this topic, I'm going to share with you just a brief story from my own life. It's a small story, but it's something that most people already have experience with, either directly or indirectly, especially if you have children or if you have grandchildren. And so it begins when I was a very young child. It seems like almost from the beginning, I can remember that almost any time any of my grandparents or aunts or cousins or friends of my parents would come to visit whenever we were, you know, I'm talking like 2 or 3 years old, almost inevitably they would bring a gift with them, right, for the little BBs, you know. But especially the grandparents, right? My grandfather was a wonderful, wonderful man. And he would never show up empty-handed. It would either be a little box of Cracker Jacks or animal cookies, you know, animal crackers. Sometimes he lived in Lafayette. He would show up with a little white box from Poupart's Bakery, right, filled with eclairs and cream puffs. And it was awesome. Sometimes it was a little white box from Veron's Meat Market in Lafayette, full of hogshead cheese and boudin, you know. We just loved to see him coming, right? We loved to see him coming. Every time he would get out of his vehicle, we'd be looking to see, and sure enough, a little something for us, you know. But the grandparents, they all sort of did that. I had an aunt, my grandmother's sister. We didn't see her all that much. She had a hard time getting around. She suffered from polio when she was very young, and it left her kind of, well, it was hard for her to get around. But she would come around every once in a while and bring a little something, a little cup of ice cream or something. But one time she came to visit, and she had a handful of coloring books, and she had a box of crayons. And folks, not just any box of crayons, right? It was the big box of 64 crayons, you know? I don't know if y'all ever had that or remember the first time that you had the big box of 64 crayons. Up until that point, my brother and I's experience, I'm the oldest of three, my brother and I's experience was with the box of 8, or I think 12 maybe, you know? On the street, we heard rumors of the big box, but first experience with a big box of crayons. And I can still remember opening that box for the first time and seeing all the different colors in there. And I can almost still smell the wax, you know, if I think hard enough. And I didn't even know what most of those colors were. And we didn't use them, right? We'd wear down the red and the blue and the green to a little nub, and all the other ones would still have the original point on them, you know? And all of those colors that you couldn't pronounce and wouldn't use, like mauve and fuchsia and all these kinds of things, you know? But we had the big old box, and it was fun. It was just a fun time. And of course, we made very good use of that gift. As I grew older, my brother got married, and his first child was a boy, my nephew, and all of a sudden I became an uncle. And I wanted to be a good uncle. I wanted to be I wanted my little nephew to love me. And I remembered what my grandparents would do when they would come to visit. So when I would go, I would bring treats of some kind, you know. But one time, remembering back when I was a kid, I said, well, it's time for the coloring books and the crayons. So I got a big old handful of coloring books, the big box of 64 crayons, and I was going to his house. Now he knew that I was coming. And when I got to their house south of Abbeville, they lived on a busy street, and I had to kind of wait for traffic before I could turn into their driveway. And I looked at the window, and I could see that the blinds were closed, but I could see someone down low kind of peeking through the blinds, you know? My little nephew was waiting for, he was scouting the scene to see if Pyran was coming. I pulled into the driveway. My brother opens the door. I'm still getting out of the vehicle, and I could see my little nephew kind of looking kind of, you know, behind and through my brother's legs, you know, trying to see if it's Pyran, if Pyran has anything. Of course, and I come out with the bags, and you could see the expression on his face, right? Like, yes, score, you know, we got gifts, yeah, you know. So he comes a running, you know, jumps into my arms, hey, Pyran, all this kind of stuff, but it's like, give me the bag, right? So I give him the bag, and he runs in, and I go in, and I start visiting with my brother and his wife. About 5 minutes into that, though, he wouldn't let me visit, right? He'd come and he was pulling on my arm. Come on, Pyran. Come on, Pyran. You know, so after a little bit of that, I went into his room, and he and I were on the floor, and we colored for an hour. Of course, what did he do? He grabbed all the cool colors, right? He had the green, the red, the blue, the black, all them, you know, and he was using one. He had them in a clutch, but he was just using one color. And I got to use all the strange colors, but it was okay. We were having fun on the floor, giggling and cutting up and just having a ball. And then it was time for me to go. And so I told him it's time for Pyran to go. And of course, he didn't want me to leave. And doesn't it just warm your heart when they don't want you to leave? I mean, that's just the coolest thing ever. But it was time for me to go, and what did he do? It was wonderful. He told me he wanted me to have one of his pictures. And so I told him to pick one out. So he was there, you know, trying to kind of critique his own stuff, right? He was thumbing through, this one, that one, maybe not. I'm not quite. He finally picked one out. I helped him tear it out, and he gave it to me so that I could bring it home and put it on my refrigerator. Just 1 hour in the life, you know, a simple little story. Had a lot of fun, but after I left, I never really thought much about it for some time. And then I got to seminary, I guess when I was 42 years old. And one of the things that they teach us how to do in seminary is called theological reflection. You think about an incident, you think about something that happens, and you apply, you try to find where was God in that scene, how was God working, what was happening, and you try to make some theological connections with what's going on, so that, you know, the more you do that, the more adept you get at identifying these things in everyday life, kind of thing. And I was thinking about that scene, my nephew and I coloring with coloring books and his crayons. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know, boy, there was an awful lot of stuff happening there in that little 1 hour moment. My nephew was happy to see me. That was pretty cool too. My nephew he knew that I was coming, probably with gifts, but he was in a giddy state of excitement at the possibility of the encounter with me. He was very thankful and appreciative of the gift that I gave him, right? And then what did he do? He asked me to participate with him, right? While he brought all of his talent to bear, coloring the best picture that he could. And then, out of love for the giver of the gift, right? He gave me what he had produced with me in thanksgiving for the gift. And I started scratching my head, and I'm like, you know, son of a gun, that's the key to the spiritual life. That's the key to our relationship with Jesus Christ, right? To receive the gifts that he gives us with joy. Hopefully our disposition is one of gratitude. And then to invite Jesus to be with us as we go through our day, using our talents such as they are, to basically color the very best picture we can for our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, having accomplished something, hopefully, or having done our work with him, offering that same gift back to him in thanksgiving for the talent that he has given me, right? For the gifts that he has given me, and for his willingness to work with me while I was doing all of that stuff. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious, all of that from coloring books and crayons, you know? This is amazing. But it seems to be the essence of how to be in relationship with God. Kind of like the mechanics, I guess, of a relationship. Of course, I'm not going to call the talk mechanics of relationship, right? Who would show up to come hear a priest talk about the mechanics of relationship? That's kind of boring. I wouldn't show up to something like that. But thinking about those few little steps between two different people, I began to notice those few steps in my earthly relationships with my parents, my brother, my friends, my coworkers, for instance. I begin to receive gifts with more gratitude. I found that I was more eager to invite not only Jesus, but other people to be a part of what I was doing, which made me a better person just right out of the gate, you know. And because I was paying attention to the steps, I was more involved in what I was doing. I wasn't just going through the motions. Now, sometimes I don't think about this all the time, and you know, sometimes I guess I just get in a routine and I'm doing things. But when things start going a little bit sideways in my life with respect to whatever, the work, the administration, the prayer life, sometimes I have to stop and think, okay, where am I in that list? Was I thankful for the opportunity that I'm having right now to counsel someone or something? Right? Did I ask Jesus to be with me while I was doing it, you know? And at the end of the day, kind of looking at all the little bitty pictures of the day, did I offer all of that back to God in thanksgiving? Helped me to deepen my prayer life, my spiritual life, and helped me to understand what I was doing just a little bit better. I also began to notice those particular actions in the action of the Mass, in Holy Mass. Because that's what Holy Mass is, right? Receiving something from God, making something with God consecrating and then offering Jesus back to God when we say through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. In that moment, we are offering through our combined efforts, offering Jesus back to God in thanksgiving for the gift of Jesus. So understanding those few steps really does help me to understand what I'm doing while I'm doing it, so that I'm not just going through the motions. It kind of offers me a plan of attack, especially, like I said, when I become lackadaisical. In those moments, I think that everybody has, when you find that you have been taking advantage of our Lord's maybe friendship by not getting to confession as soon as you should, or in some kind of way. It's always good, I find, for myself at least, because everybody approaches the faith a little bit differently. But for me, right, it helps me to process where I am at any particular time when I look to the mechanics of that relationship that I find when I think about coloring books and crayons. Because in the end, my friends, Jesus, well, he just wants to be our friend, right? He wants to be with us as we go about our day, and it's important, I think, for us to be intentional about our relationship with him. We always need to be reminded of the basics of our faith. I find that we always need to be reminded of the basics that we are in relationship with a person. Not just the idea of God, but the person, Jesus Christ. And that makes all the difference in the world. I was reading through the Baltimore Catechism this past week. We just got our CCD program kind of up and running again after a little bit of a break because of COVID-19. And I was reminding myself of a few of the things in the Baltimore Catechism. I just love the first page of the Catechism, because it asks some very basic questions, you know, that most folks just can't really seem to answer or just not know. For instance, who is God? That stumps people, I find. The question, I think the third question is, why did God make me? Right, and the answer is, he made me to show forth his goodness and to share happiness with me in heaven forever, right? That's why he made me. But if we don't know that basic thing about our faith, how are we going to be friends with Jesus Christ? Right? And if we are having a hard time being friends with Jesus Christ, well, then those mechanics of friendship are not going to be all that they could be, right? By reading those first few little things in the Baltimore Catechism, we are reminded that we were made for love and to be loved by a Creator who loves us and appreciates us for who we are. And we are reminded that every relationship is a two-way street. And we ask ourselves the question, how do I give back in the relationship? How do I do that? Am I taking more than I am giving? Probably. But how do I give back? And of course, how does Jesus want us to give back, right? Jesus invites us to friendship. He doesn't force us. He invites us to be his friend. And how we respond is everything in our lives. And he wants us to come to him by observing the teachings of his church. He wants us to come to him by involving ourselves in the sacramental life of the church, especially the Eucharist and confession. And the sacraments, by the way, is how he shares his friendship with us. I heard Bishop Barron say that one time. When we participate in the sacramental life of the church, Jesus is sharing his friendship with us. And I ask some of my directees sometimes, when they're getting a little bit stuck on something, and it's obvious that they love Jesus, but I will ask them, I will say, well, do you love Jesus enough to let him love you back? And if so, well, then the sacramental life of the church is the way to do that. That's how he wants to love us. That's how he wants to be in friendship with us. But when we are, I guess, reflecting upon our friendship with Jesus and all of the gifts and the blessings that he has been giving to us in the course of our lives, and it's a little bit different for everybody, but we've all been given the gift of our lives, right? Parents or guardians have sacrificed for us in some kind of way. That is a gift. Maybe you received the gift of a Catholic education or received catechetical instruction at some time in your life. If so, you've had parents and teachers and priests and countless volunteers who love you enough to share their faith with you. You have the gift of family, work, hopefully, shelter, food, etc. We don't forget to mention the gifts of the church, right? The sacraments and sacred scripture. And we also have the gift of our brothers and sisters, the ones especially who are in need and give us the opportunity and the chance to do works of charity, to do works of mercy. And so we think about and pause and really prayerfully consider all of these things for a moment, asking ourselves, how am I making the best use of these gifts that I have been given, and doing so as a friend of Jesus Christ? And when I think about that, I go back to the coloring books and crayons and consider each one of those gifts, each one of those blessings, the little daily daily blessings that kind of come our way that help us through a moment. Each one of those things are like a different color in a box of crayons, just waiting for us to pull them out and to use them in coloring a beautiful picture for our Lord. Because whether we know it or not, whether we realize it or like it or not, every day we color a picture for Jesus Christ, right? In those things that we say yes to, in those things that we say no to, in the seriousness that we give our faith, or those times when, you know, we're not so serious and a little bit lackadaisical, the picture that we draw is not as pretty as it could be. Maybe everything is outside the lines at some particular point in our life. But as Catholics, all of us, and all Christians, participate in our Lord's life in some kind of way. As Catholics, we are blessed to participate in the fullness of the church and all of the gifts that God has given us. And because we share the fullness of the faith in the Catholic Church with its sacraments, we have essentially been given the big box of 64 crayons. And if you've ever colored a picture and given that picture to your mom or your dad or your grandparents to put on their refrigerator or your teacher to put on the wall, then you got all the skills you need to have a good, strong, and fruitful relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ by being thankful for the gift, by inviting Him to be with you, and then by offering Him the fruit of your labor at the end of your day in thanksgiving for the gift and out of love for what He has done for you. Every one of us has been given the grace through our baptism to accomplish this every day, a picture for our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You're welcome. Anybody have any questions? Short and sweet and to the point. You know, some of my favorite homilies that I've ever given, that is one of them, but another one are the ones that I used to create for the second and third grade class at St. Michael's in Crowley, because I could talk to a bunch of grown-ups, but boy, you talk about hard to talk to a bunch of second graders. And so things like coloring books and crayons, one of my favorites is Faith is Like a Chocolate Chip Cookie, you know. I understand that more than whatever I said at Mass this past weekend. It just helps me more, you know. So anyway, thank you very much for your attention. An honor for me to be here with you today.
I want to once again thank Father Matthew for coming. And if you get a chance, head off to Mamou for Mardi Gras, if they're going to have Mardi Gras, I don't know.
Outskirts of town this year.
Stick your head in at St. Anne's and tell
them. No, please come say hi. Please come say hi.
And don't forget, 4 weeks from now, Father Tom Voorhees will be here. And I looked it up, it is on Psalm 23. And he's going to relate it to the life of David.
Oh, right.
So that was nice. All your parishioners are invited to come and join us.
All right, mighty fine.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a safe trip back home.
Thank you. Nick, too.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to enjoy it.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I am good.
Good. Hey, who's in charge of catechism at St. Anne's?
Oh, it's me.
It's you? Okay.
But I do have some coordinators for elementary school.
Are they going to have it face-to-face? Are they going to teach the kids? I used to teach there a long time ago, and then I don't know what happened. I started working in Lafayette, so.
So what we're kind of doing, because we were having a hard time with volunteers, and
too much.
We started doing an at-home program where the kids would take the books and go home, and then they'd come to us once a month to test. With COVID, we had to change that, but we kind of like the change.
Yeah.
And so basically what we're doing now is the same books, but it's online.
City council meeting
and they do the catechetical portion.
So everybody can go to the city council meeting.
And then what we're doing is fifth through eighth grade comes to us for youth.
Well, with COVID, I'm not sure how they're going to do that.
And ninth and tenth will come to us for youth group, and so we engage them in youth group while they do the catechetical portion. We're trying that.
Trying it. Okay.
It'd be too cold, don't walk.
It's just when I first got here.
Still, you don't want to get outside and walk with
teachers. We have a hard time controlling the kids in the classroom.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're in class all day. They get into the classroom. They just
It had to be. I mean, I taught seventh grade.
Yeah.
So, because I teach that every day, so it's no big deal for me. But I know some of the parents, because they're not teachers. It's just parents volunteering or whatever.
Yeah.
So okay, well, that's what I was wondering.
But we could always use some help, though.
Okay.
Miss Jenny Ardwin, you know Jenny Ardwin? She was she's my elementary school CCD coordinator.
Okay, so I'll try and get in touch with her and see if I can help her.
There's usually a little something that we can do, especially when we're gearing up for registration and things like that.
Another question. But the registry is only open till noon during the week?
No, we're closed and kind of by appointment only.
Okay, because I wanted to get some candles.
Yeah.
Or get some and have a blend, because I teach at St. Lord.
Yeah.
And so, but I wanted to have some, if I could get some small ones from home.
Yeah.
I like to burn them.
Yeah. So you just call the office.
Okay.
Tell us what you want.
Okay.
We'll have them ready for you.
Okay.
And you can bring them to the office. Ring the doorbell. We'll do the exchange right there. That sounds easy.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Barbara.
That's nice. I'm glad you got an assistant.
Oh, thank you.
That's way too much for just.
You always enjoy when you come
out. Yeah, it was rough there for the first 3 years.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what goes into that. That was just too much. It is what it is.
I'm very happy to have an associate.
You can't make him. I haven't met him.
Mm-hmm.
But.
For the Baba, little Indian.
He's a short Indian?
Yeah, about this tall.
Yeah.
Because the last one that was there was very tall.
Yeah, no, he's a little short guy. He got his first time in the United States. He got here just in time for COVID and three hurricanes.
Did he get it?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
You know, I buried Bob, and 2 days later I was admitted to the hospital.
He did what?
I buried him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that.
I did.
I'm so sorry. My condolences, Ms. Barbara.
He fell in the house. I wasn't home.
That was his birthday.
I'm so sorry.
So he celebrated that. And,
that was October.
It was also, I think, his birthday.
I sure didn't know.
Combined and both.
Yeah.
So we buried him on the 6th of October.
Is it okay?
Oh,
we
had
to move everything up because of the hurricane.
Yeah.
2 days later, I was admitted to the hospital with a virus.
Thursday.
I got out of the hospital.
You've been having a hard time.
Yeah.
Then I went back in the hospital for 24 days. I had a blood clot in my lung. I take a blood thinner.
We'll keep getting our prayers. You're welcome. Thank you.
It's been up and down.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to do something.
God bless you. Good to see you, Ms. Barbara.
I said I never been here. It's cold and frosty. Bring you down. And leave you.
So glad to see each other and never went to
We were from Ohio. We were from Ohio.
You pull us up on the scene?
Captain Manning.
Yeah, we don't have much choice in Ville Platte, but I'm glad we have the Mexican.
We have the Mexican, we got the catfish fish. Captain Evangel, the Cajun coup.
Well, yeah, but they're not always open.
Yeah, so I'm going to check the dates for that.
You have a good evening. Good to see you.
But other than that, we have a pizza place, and we're not far from Crawfish House. Yes. Our property's born.
How we do
so, I mean, we have things.
Oh, well, I mean.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yes, well,
it's always about what we're going
to
eat.
Know, but we have to have them in writing with the donation.
Oh, well, I can just send it?
Yeah, just send it in.
I'll do that.
Okay. And put your name and number in case you have any questions.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Good to see you,
Father. Good to see you.
Good to see you. So the daughters.
Paul,
Chris, and Jill.
Nice to see y'all. Thank you, Paul.
Jimmy, their dads, and his mom. You look like you're probably in that age range, right?
Yeah, I graduated with Paul.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. We love whenever we see the Abbeville people here in GoFly. It's a strong Abbeville-GoFly connection, actually.
Yeah.
It really is.
Okay.
So, anyway, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
You caused me to really do some considering and how it is the way that you said. You know, you have to look at it from that perspective. Let me know. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Can I help you do anything?
No, we're good.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go. Oh, crap, man.